This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Svalbard, Norway is where we're going next. It's just a little bit colder than Florida, being as it is well north of the Arctic Circle, and therein lies the reason we're bringing it up. If you want to preserve something, you put it on ice, right? And that is basically what happens at the Svalbard Global Seed Vault. More than 500 million seeds collected from all over the world, just in case. Kerry Fowler was the driving force behind the vault, and he has written a new book about the project called Seeds on Ice. And when we spoke, I asked him why exactly it is that we need a seed vault in the first place.
To put this into context, I think that agriculture is really facing a historically unprecedented combination of challenges. So we obviously have climate issues. You don't even have to believe in climate change to understand we had an extremely hot year last year, and this poses some real problems for farmers and our crops in the field. So all of these things are issues that our agriculture system is going to have to deal with, and more particularly our crops are going to have to adapt to. And the way they adapt to them is through the diversity that's found in our crops. Our plant breeders and scientists and farmers produce new varieties that are adapted to these conditions.
So you flip through some of the pictures in this book, which are amazing, because Svalbard is very far away and the landscape is kind of amazing. But then the pictures inside the vault are basically sort of like the Home Depot shelves that I can get and put in my garage, right? And it's just boxes and boxes and boxes of seeds.
One of the things that we figured out pretty early on was that we were building a facility almost unlike any facility for any purpose anywhere in the world. Huh. In that we were building a facility that was meant essentially to last forever. And we realized that to be sustainable, it had to be very pragmatic, very practical, and cheap. Because if it was going to be expensive to run, it probably wasn't going to be sustainable. Right. So it's not an antiseptic laboratory with people running around in white coats. It's a very bare-bones facility that just does its job and does it very economically.
Well, and I was looking at your website. The United States has, 17,892,091 seeds as of the last update of this website.
Well, not to be too precise, but yeah, about that.
And where do they come from? I mean, does the Department of Agriculture send you guys a crate full every, 2 months?
Well, they just made a deposit. So,
is that right?
Yeah, they did. I think about 20,000 additional samples came in from the United States. They mostly come from our own national seed bank, which is in Fort Collins, Colorado. But originally, these seeds were sourced from all over the world. So if you look at where the seeds in the seed vault have come from, I think they've come from something like 232 different countries.
Hmm. Do you keep an eye on, flooding and hurricanes and natural disasters and all of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in a sense, the early warning system for the potential loss of crop diversity in seed banks is NPR and CNN. Whenever you see some kind of trouble,
sorry,
something is maybe happening. And frankly, we've had some cases where we've had national seed banks either partially or almost completely destroyed. Afghanistan and Iraq, those seed banks got caught in the middle of something. Mm. So we always need a plan B.
Huh. In point of fact, just talking about war zones and Iraq and Afghanistan, Syria just made the first ever withdrawal, right?
Well, it was an international center that used to be headquartered outside of Aleppo, Syria. It was a really important center, is a really important research facility, which had a major collection of wheat, barley, lentils, chickpeas, a wonderful little crop that I love called grass pea. But when the war came to Syria, the researchers had to abandon the site, and they moved their facilities to Morocco and Lebanon. So last September, they needed their seed back. I think in that one repatriation event, we really paid for the cost of constructing this facility and showed its value down the road.
Kerry Fowler is the head of the International Council that oversees the Global Seed Vault. His book about it is called Seeds on Ice. Kerry, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.